Here we are. It's time for the Baseball Insider, and here he is, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, Andy, tell us what's the latest with the Red Sox? I know they pulled off the big W last night.
They did pick up the big W at Fenway, beating the Reds 7-1, wrapping up a seven-game homestand. Jack Bradley Jr., he had the big hit, a base little triple in the bottom of the eighth to break the game wide open. He had four RBIs in the game. So with the win, the Red Sox improved to 24-27. They're still in fourth place in the AL East, a whopping 11 games behind the Yankees. So the local nine head out to the West Coast, beginning a 10-game road trip, starting with a series tomorrow night against the Oakland A's.
Yeah, I always look at, I look at the season, Andy, in like little segments of 2 months, and the first 2 months have not been really good for the Red Sox, have they?
Yeah. No, they certainly have. There was one little stretch there where they had a nice little winning streak, and Trevor Story was going crazy. And around that, there's been a lot of win one, lose two, win two, lose three, just kind of floating along. And, the homestand, it was a seven-game series overall. You had five with Baltimore and two with the Reds. And, you should have at least won six of those seven games, you would think. And that certainly did not happen. So that was kind of tough to see. And always the Red Sox go out on the West Coast. It's always a tough road trip playing out there. So who knows what it's going to lead us going forward. And even if you look at the wild card race right now, for that second wild card spot, I think the Red Sox have to currently climb over four other teams or five other teams at this point. It's early, obviously, but everything just seems to be mounting up against them.
No, you're right. It still is early, but it's a big chunk of the season gone by. All right, so Andy, you were hinting, what is ahead this week for the team?
Well, they like I said, they'll be heading to Oakland. They play in Seattle and in Anaheim against the Angels, so that'll be a 10-game road trip before coming back home. But we can reminisce about the homestand that was since we've last spoken.
Oh, go ahead.
Back on Thursday, the 26th, Sox scored 16 runs, the second time in three games as they beat the White Sox 16-7. Trevor Story leading the way in this one with a home run and four RBIs. On Saturday, Nathan Eovaldi tossed his first career complete game after 210 starts. Sox beat the Orioles 5-3, game one of the day-night doubleheader at Fenway. And then on Sunday, Sox hit five home runs, beating the Orioles 12-2. Nick Pivetta winning his fourth game of the season, allowing one run over six innings. And kind of a side note, back on Tuesday, even though the Red Sox lost, Marblehead High School held their senior prom at Fenway in the new event space above the right field bleachers. The Red Sox did lose 2-1, but the question was, how many of the boys are paying attention to their dates with a game going on right in front of them?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you can do both. You're right.
I think you know what I'd be doing, but whatever.
All right. I think you have a note on a story that I saw this week on NESN and being available without a cable subscription, but there's a drawback, right?
Well, there's always drawbacks to everything. They announced officially yesterday they'll become the first regional sports network to offer the streaming services. So for $29.99 a month, over $329.99 a year, you can watch the Red Sox without having a cable subscription. You do buy the year plan for $329. That includes eight tickets to any game at Fenway this year. Whoop-de-doo. What a bargain to get that service. So, for people who want to cut the cord and not have a cable bill each month, they can obviously get their Red Sox fix in this direction.
Actually, that's not that as bad a deal as I thought it was. I'm going to talk that up. There you go. All right. Speaking of NESN, what about NESN Plus? Because you always share that with us, Andy. What's going on today?
Oh, it's always an exciting part of our day on NESN Plus. Day 3 o'clock, the first pitch comes your way, a guaranteed victory. Game from June 2nd, 2005. David Ortiz hitting a walk-off three-run homer with two outs at the bottom of the ninth, giving the Red Sox a 6-4 win over the Orioles at Fenway.
Yeah, they don't always they not only check to make sure the Red Sox win these games, they double check it just so you know. Yeah.
There might be some triple checking going
on. Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, those are some notes on the team, the Red Sox. What about a look around Major League Baseball? What's news this week?
Well, Giants manager and former Red Sox outfielder Gabe Kapler said he will protest standing for the national anthem until he, quote, feels better about the direction of our country. The Tigers called up Roger Clemens' son, outfielder Cody. He played his first game on Tuesday, starting at second base. He went 0-3. And in a real bizarre story that happened over the weekend, Reds outfielder Tommy Pham suspended 3 games for slapping Giants outfielder Jock Peterson in a dispute over an issue that involved their fantasy football team last year. Angels outfielder Mike Trout was the commissioner of this league, and he says he's not sure he's going to hold that position anymore after that dispute. As Trout says, every commissioner I know always gets booed. So, I mean, you look at the situation, and it was news on the sports stations yesterday, the day before, when it happened with this Trout comment and the slap. And, you know, when your sport is being talked about because of a fantasy football league, that's not a good sign. Not a good sign at all. Never mind what's going on the field. People aren't talking about that. They're talking about a dispute over 2 players over a fantasy football league. So that is a little concerning.
Andy, I'm going to close it out with one question for you. Pham was suspended by the Major League Baseball authorities, not the fantasy football authorities, right?
Correct. He was suspended, and he was actually fined as well by Major League Baseball, not suspended by the fantasy football team that we fantasy football league, as we know of as of yet. That could still happen. I don't know. He could be kicked out of the league, you know. But, crazy story there.
It sounds like Mike Trout doesn't want to get involved with this.
Sounds like he's backing away. Absolutely. He's seen enough.
All right, Andy. Here is my last question, though. Just a quick summary on you know, is there a new bright spot at all? Obviously, second base has been a bright spot in the last week or so for the Red Sox, but what else?
Yeah, certainly Trevor Story. He had his big week. He was, you know, the previous week he was named the American League Player of the Week. Had a big week there. Other bright spots, I mean, Garrett Whitlock, another solid start that he had last night against Cincinnati, so that's always a good sign. You know, overall, I mean, the team is starting to hit a little bit. Obviously, on this homestand, they did rack up a bunch of runs, so that's something that is a good sign overall for the team. Pitching hasn't been that bad. They just need to kind of be a little more consistent and, you know, get a little winning streaks going here and there. But, we'll have to see how it all plays out. I mean, the bullpen, that's still, to me, that's the major issue. There's still no clear cut who's going to come in and shut the game down. That's still something that is still floating around out there. I mean, I think personally, I'm looking at Tanner Houck at this point. He's done a great job in relief in the last few weeks. I think maybe he is someone that can come in and maybe shut the door instead of, you know, I think they're trying to use him in that Garrett Whitlock role from previous, before Whitlock went into the rotation and pretty much replaced Houck. But I think he'd be more effective as maybe a, you know, one inning shutdown closer. They don't have one. So have to see how things play out.
Mm-hmm. Well, some good stuff on this week's podcast. Not only the regular stuff with the Red Sox and MLB updates, but we've got a prom news and we got a slap in the two and out related. There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Good one.
All right. There he is, the baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.